Awas and Jani, episode 40, April 12th, 2007.
Welcome to Awas and Jani, आपके फेवरेट हिंदी म्यूजिक पॉडकास्ट, जहां हर हफ्ते हम आपको लेके चलते हैं संगीत की दुनिया का एक सफर में, where you listen to some wonderful talents.
ओ मेरी महबूबा, महबूबा, महबूबा.
पीयू बोले, पिया बोले, क्या ये बोले जानू ना.
देखो कभी तो प्यार से.
So far, we've brought to you close to 50 voices, and it is you, as participant and listener, who keep us motivated. Namaskar, main hu Deb.
Aur main Pia. Is musical journey mein aapka hamsafar. Aaj ke episode mein, we thought we would revisit.
Dil cheez kya hai, aap meri jaan.
Yes, you may have guessed it. This is the voice of a very special friend of ours, Vidyu.
You know, it's actually fun to go back and talk to these fine singers who've been featured 6-7 months back. You know, some of them have released albums, some now have playback assignments, and so we will try to bring them back and let them share with us some of their newer experiences.
That's exactly what I want to do today. I spoke to Vidyu a few weeks back about some of the many musical excitements that she experienced in the past few months.
But Pia, when it's with you, pehle to ek gana ho jana chahiye.
Bilkul.
So what do you have new from her?
I have a beautiful ghazal from her. You would be spellbound by this song.
Aaj jaane ke zid na. Oh,
Absolutely fantastic. You know, she just poured her heart into this song. Do you know who composed this song?
No, not really.
Well, it was composed by the famous composer from Pakistan, Sohail Rana Saab. You remember Sohail Rana Saab. You know, we were blessed by his recollection of Opie Nair's music in the Opie Nair tribute episode. It's archived on our website, podioindia.com. So do visit the archive section and listen to that, you know, wonderful tribute and then a very enlightening interview that he shared with us.
Wow. And you know, Rana Saab also promised us that he will share with us his music at a later time.
And yes, I'm looking forward to that episode.
You are listening to Awaaz and Jaane. We want you to be a part of the show as well. Please visit our website, podioindia.com, for details on how to submit your musical pieces or how to post your comments. If you would like to leave us a voicemail, please do so at 206-203-4338. Send us emails at yourgeet@gmail.com. You are listening to Vidyu in this episode. I spoke to her earlier about some of the events that happened in the past months, like the album she released recently.
I did record with Srikant Devarajan about 5 months ago, I want to say, and that recently released on the 26th of January. And it's available for sale in US, Canada. And I believe it is doing pretty well, which is a good thing. It's very encouraging for small-time singers like us. And Srikant has been really very nice in, you know, giving us opportunities to sing for him.
And what language is that you sang?
In Tamil. All the songs are in Tamil.
And tell us then about your experience of studio recording, like, you know, something about the album.
The recording was very, very exciting for me. It was like a first-time experience. He's got this really nice studio set up in his basement. Mm-hmm. And he's very professional. So the first time I was pretty much intimidated by the whole surrounding, you know, because I'm so used to my partly done up, well, unfinished basement singing.
Absolutely.
As we all do.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's not a great thing. But you go there and you get to see all that, you know. For me, it was kind of intimidating. I was like, will I be able to sing? Can I do it? But then he was so encouraging. He was really, really encouraging. So that kind of helped, and he made me feel very comfortable. And it was very, very interesting, actually, working with Srikant. Got to learn a lot of little things.
She has also been doing a lot of live singing, and she had the opportunity of singing with Abhijit last year.
Abhijit, yeah, that happened sometime last year, July 4th precisely. It was for the Independence Day show in Kansas City. And I got a chance to sing with him, as you know, and that was really very interesting. Actually, more like an experience for me. He's amazing. He's, you know, he's a person with so much energy, and it's pretty challenging singing with him to keep pace with the energy that he has on stage. I don't know what gets into him. Once he's on stage, he's like amazing. He's absolutely amazing. And he's like one of the singers that, not because I got a chance to sing with him or anything, but then I find that his song that he performs on stage with live music is so close to the original song, you know, what he records. He is amazing. Yeah. So that was really nice getting a chance to sing with him. And he was very, very encouraging. For me, it was the first time that I was singing with someone as big as he is. And he made me feel very comfortable because I had told him that I didn't have an opportunity to sing live with, you know, with an artist like him. And he was like, don't worry about it, you know, it's going to be okay. And yeah, it was very encouraging.
He kind of made you feel very comfortable.
Very comfortable, yeah.
And
very,
what was the songs that you sang with him?
One of the songs that that I sang was Tumhi Jo Maine Dekha. That was one. And then he switched to singing old numbers, and I got to sing with him Kabhi Kabhi. Aur Kya was the other one.
And any kind of tips that you picked up from him that you would like to share with our listeners?
Well, the one major tip that he gave me was to not get overwhelmed by the surrounding, and which I think is really, really important, because most of the time, if you're not very experienced and you get a chance to perform in front of a huge audience, the first thing is, you know, you're like, oh my gosh, are you going to do it right? Will you? And whatever little you know, whatever little you're prepared, mm-hmm. you kind of tend to blank out. Mm-hmm. So that was, I think that was a great tip, you know, to say, don't get overwhelmed. Just think that you are by yourself. Forget that you have an audience in front of you.
I have a question, another one for you. If you get a chance,
mm-hmm.
who would you like to sing with?
Wow. Can you guess?
Sonu Nigam.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That would be a dream come true to get a chance to sing with Sonu Nigam.
What song?
There are so many good songs of his. I, you know, every single song that he's sung is so good. But, you know, the song that I would like to really sing with him on stage would be Piyu Bole.
Piyu Bole.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's a very nice song. Very,
very, very nice song. Very challenging song.
Very challenging song. That's what I love about Vidyu. She always picks challenging songs like this one.
Now, there's a story behind this song. Vidyu wanted to sing this song and was looking for the music accompaniment. So enter Pulikeshi. Now, we've heard his voice before on Awaaz Anjaane, but this time we see another dimension to his talents.
Well, you know, a couple of weeks back, Vidyu sent me this email with that song. And she wanted to know if I can remove the vocals using those vocal remover software.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of played around with a couple of softwares, and I told her that the output is not good. I personally didn't like it. So I told her, you know, I'll do this track from scratch and whenever I get some time. And that was it. And after a couple of days, some weekend, I was kind of free and dabbling with my keyboard. And it just suddenly popped up. Oh, there's a song and I need to try that, kind of. I started working on this song, and the song is really good. I love this song. And I did like 4 or 5 lines, and then I thought, you know, I wasn't sure about the quality, how it's going. So I sent the track back to Vidyu and asked her if it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she really loved it. She was very excited, and she, in fact, sang those 4 or 5 lines and sent it back to me and said, it's really good. And that's when she kind of told me that it is for Awaaz Anjaane.
Wow. So this one's special for Awaaz Anjaane. Well, thank you, Pulikeshi and Vidyu.
पग पग हमने
Simply amazing. Thanks again, Vidyu and Pulikeshi, for this special treat to Awaaz Anjaane. But those of you who don't have Pulikeshi to help you out with the tracks, there's some new pre-recorded music from Anirudh now available.
छोटे छोटे शहरों से खाली बोर दोपहरों से हम तो छोला उठा के चले बारिश कम कम लगती है नदियां मध्यम लगती है हम समंदर के अंदर चले छोटे छोटे शहरों से खाली पोर दोपहरों से हम तो झोला उठा के चले बारिश कम कम लगती है नदियां मध्यम लगती है हम समंदर के अंदर चले
These are three new CDs. These are mostly dance numbers. This one's Just Chill. It's got the songs Dharak Dharak and Das Bahane and a couple of other very nice songs. And we've got, for all of you Himesh fans, we've got Ashik Banaya CD. Again, it's got five Himesh numbers. And there's also another CD. It's Best of Alka Yagnik Volume 2.
For spending your time with us today. Join us next week for another exciting episode. Khush rahiye, gungunate rahiye, agle hafte tak.